Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
God is great and greatly to be praised. Y'all, I just want to say this one thing. Be seated. I'm going to start in just a second. I want to say this one thing. When the Spirit of the Lord is in the place, you have a responsibility to make your presence known. If you look at the woman with the issue, she crawled on her knees because the presence was in the place. Zacchaeus went up a tree and out on a limb to get a better vision of Jesus. When he came down out of that tree, not only did he get saved, but his entire family. Now, so I don't know what you're praying for. I don't know what you're seeking God for. But when the presence is in the place, you got to reach out and get it. Hallelujah. 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 We're in trying times. And if we do the same thing the same way, we'll get the same thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we are grateful for today. God, we honor you. We exalt you. We lift up your name. God, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God, you are worthy of praise. God, move, permeate this atmosphere, God, with such a great heaviness, oh, Father God, that we'll feel your glory even when we leave this place. God, that right now you're going to our homes, you're going to the hospital bed, you're going to the family issues. God, you're dealing with everything concerning us, God, that when that heaviness lifts, God, we'll be able to lift our hands in praise. God, we thank you for today. Thank you that miracle healing will occur. Deliverance will occur. Life change will occur. God, and we believe that it shall be so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Y'all, it's surreal to stand in this place each time I get the opportunity. Because I grew up here. You know, I've been here from the pews to the chairs. Amen. And, you know, it's my sister was eulogized here. My dad was eulogized in the same place. You know, and to stand here, the enemy would try to. But the presence of the Lord is in this place. I honor you, man of God. Thank you for this opportunity. You and Sister Mathis, I honor you all as the leaders of this house, amen, and for the work that you all are doing in the community and here in Alexandria. I honor you for it. To all of our pastors, amen, and ministers, amen, and to deacons, deaconesses, looking good in they white, amen. It's an honor to be here before you. I'm not going to be before you long. I know my mama, she's rolling her eyes at me because I've been full of surprises over the last few days. She didn't even know I was coming in town, nor did she know I was preaching this morning. So sometimes you can't tell Brenda Hingston anything. Y'all see y'all laughing, y'all know. All right, so we're here. Let's jump into this because I don't want to belabor the time. I think it's fitting this morning for us just to talk about saying thank you. One of the biggest lessons I learned when I was growing up is that if anybody does anything for you, the least you can do is what? Say thank you. And so if we're here in this place this morning and at the least we could do is say thank you, then for a God who's done everything, then what does he do but our greatest thanks? All right. Let's look at Luke 17, 11 through 17. I bring you greetings from Transforming Faith Christian Center in Houston, Texas, where I currently operate as the executive pastor. Amen. Amen. And that is even more because I was one of the little bad ones running around here. Amen. And to see what God is elevating is nothing short of amazing. Luke 17, verse 11 through 17. And it reads, "And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God, fell down on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto them, Arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his most holy word. You may be seated. This morning I want to talk about stewarding gratefulness. How do you, ushers, be seated. Be seated. Y'all go ahead and be seated. I know it's protocol. I got it. Amen. Stewarding gratefulness. It's not simply giving thanks. It's not simply feeling thankful. But stewarding gratefulness manages it, protects it, and treats it like something that God expects us to handle well. Thankfulness is something that we have to handle well. And so, there is still time on the clock, but one of the things we need to know is that we've been graced with the time to say thank you in the moment that he gives us to say thank you. Because we're not guaranteed another moment. We're not guaranteed another opportunity. So when he's in the place and doing what he does as God, then your response, if nothing else, is just to say what? Because what if the breakthroughs that you are being praying for are in the thank you? What if the situation that's happening in Alexandria is in your thank you? What if the next dimension of your life is in your thank you? Thank you doesn't just require faith, obedience, or sacrifice, but the ability to steward gratefulness well. Y'all, I want to talk to you about faith just for a second. That's not even in the notes, but here I go off script. Faith is neutral. It's a neutral construct. You can use it for good or you can use it for bad. But faith in and of itself, however you choose to use it, will accomplish what it was sent to accomplish. And so if every day you wake up and you say, I hate this job, and I don't want to go. And every time I get up, I got a headache. And every time I get to that job, that boss gets on my nerves. And then you walk in and everything occurs as you spoke it. Life and death is where? In the power of the tongue. So your faith aligns with what you said. It doesn't matter how you say it. But if you change your perspective and you say, God, this is going to be the best day of my life. When I walk into this job, the boss not going to even be here for another 6 weeks. God, grant him with the best vacation he can have. And let him come back with a better attitude in Jesus' name. And when you walk in and you find out he done took a leave of absence, what you supposed to do? Give God what? Thank you. In all things, give thanks. For this is the will of Christ in Christ Jesus, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18. The Apostle Paul wrote, this is a persecuted church.
He wrote to a persecuted church, instructing them to trust God's goodness through their struggles, not pretend that they weren't happening. So it's one thing to know that the struggle is happening, but don't pretend that it's not. So if you've been received a diagnosis, to act as if you didn't receive the diagnosis is not what God is asking you to do. What he's asking you to do is with the diagnosis to give him glory. With the diagnosis to magnify his name. With the diagnosis to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he's the healer. And so once you lock into knowing who God is based on your personal relationship, then whatever else is going on in life can take a second seat. In all circumstances, not for all circumstances, give thanks. In all circumstances, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. The distinction is important. The verse does not ask people to be thankful for hardship or suffering, but to maintain a posture of gratitude in those times, acknowledging God that his presence is still here. Now let's jump back to Luke 17, 11 through 19. Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem. It's his final journey. The cross is ahead and his destiny is calling. As he walks through Samaria and Galilee, 10 lepers cry out, "Jesus, have mercy on us." Here we are again. They are at the gate crying out because they're not even allowed into the city based on their condition. So how many of you all have been shunned based on a condition? How many of you all have been put out based on a circumstance? How many of you all have slipped up and then found yourself on the backside while the person you were doing the same trash with went ahead? So how many of us are standing here at the gate as a leper crying out when the presence of the Lord shows up, "Lord, have mercy on us"? Jesus, have mercy on us. He sees them because Jesus always sees the overlooked. He speaks and he says, "Go show yourselves to the priests." Now, they had enough faith standing at a gate, having to cry, because one of the things that they had to do as lepers is they had to announce their leprosy. They had to stand at the gate and cry, "Unclean, unclean," so that people knew not to deal with them or to interact with them as they came into the gate of the city. How many people have passed them by and they had to reveal their personal issue? Now, we pull a curtain on ours, but they had to stand at the gate and shout what their issue was. And so, far be it for me to believe that when Jesus shows up and I'm tired of yelling about my issue, when he shows up, I promise you I'm going to get his attention. And so that's what I was going through this morning, is when he shows up, I promise you I'm going to get his attention. Because as they went, they were cleansed. Now that's a blessing in it. Because sometimes in this generation, Pastor, we wanted popcorn. God, I need you to do, and we expect it to happen immediately. Am I in that boat by myself? I'm in good company, right? Right? Lord, this is happening, and I need you to deal with it expeditiously. I need you to work on my behalf immediately. But if the scripture says that as they went, they were cleansed. That means there was a process of going, but they had the first what?
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Well, hey, folks, we're back with the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. I'm glad that you decided to stick and stay today.